This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. 2 years ago, adjunct professors at Seattle University cast votes on whether to unionize. The Jesuit University appealed to the National Labor Relations Board, saying they should be exempt on religious grounds. Well, the NLRB ruled that professors could form a union, and today those ballots were counted. 88.5's Simone Alisea watched this process. Simone, what did they decide?
The professors have decided to unionize. They voted 73-63 to organize with the local Service Employees International Union. And the faculty who were there were really excited about it. Here's Julie Harms Cannon from the University Sociology Department.
To be honest, I'm shocked. I didn't believe it would happen today. And I feel like this is actually a part of the university mission, something that the university should actually be proud of.
So just a reminder, these votes were cast 2 years ago, but the university appealed to the NLRB. They cited a Supreme Court case that exempts religious organizations from the board's jurisdiction. So there's back and forth between the NLRB and the university. This summer, a national panel confirmed that the votes that were cast in 2014 should be counted.
All right. So what's at stake here? Because this issue is, I mean, this vote is unique to Seattle University, but the larger issue of unionization, this is certainly not unique here.
No, not at all. Adjuncts at universities around the country have been organizing. So these are professors who aren't on a tenure track. They're usually contracted from year to year, and some of them are part-time. So part of it is a pay and benefits issue. But the SU professors I spoke to said they want more control over what they teach, and they want to know where they'll be from quarter to quarter. And they make up a significant portion of the faculty. One professor I talked to said it was probably more than half.
Wow. Okay. So now that these votes have been counted, what's the next step? What happens now?
Well, so it'll be about 1 week before everything is certified, but at that point, the university has to work with SEIU. The professors will have to create a bargaining committee, and then they'll start the process of negotiating a contract.
All right. Simone Alisea, 88.5's business and labor reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.